Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Talking about players on big money, Kevin Proctor, the Raiders apparently offering Kevin Proctor, they're saying upwards of $700,000 a season. Kevin Proctor, what do you think about that?
I'll tell you now, the starting point for any player off contract these days is $500,000. The managers just walk in, that's where you start negotiations. So $700,000, I think it's a little bit high for Kevin Proctor, but I'll say this too. The Raiders, their salary cap and what's happened there in recent years is in turmoil. They're three highest paid players at the club, basically struggling to play first grade at the moment. And that's David Shillington, Terry Campese, and Tom Leroy Lars. They're the three highest paid players at the club.
Do you think they should get that broom that the NRL used last year?
Well, that's one of the problems. That's one of the problems with the game and this salary cap. It is so difficult these days where some clubs really manage their salary cap roster poorly. And what will happen is they back end a lot of deals. And you look at Ivan Cleary's been doing at Penrith. He's done a tremendous job, but it's taken him he's in his third year now at the club. It's taken him 3 years. He's still got a couple of players there that he's been waiting for their deals to end so he can move them on. But it's taken him 3 years to finally start getting some room in his salary cap because the payments were so out of whack. And that's the problem. If you've got somebody who doesn't know how to handle it, then suddenly they're paying wingers $500,000, things like that. You can't get out. And they're locked into a three-year deal, four-year deal. It's heavily back-ended, so you can't pay them out because that comes against your salary cap. That's what the Raiders are looking at now. They've got player payments all over the place there.
Gordon, mate, they've missed it. I mean, you know forwards and you know their worth. They've lost Anthony Milford. Well, the money they're going to spend on Anthony Milford now can go elsewhere. Is Kevin Proctor give them value for money for upwards of $700,000?
Maybe not. I think that's getting close to marquee money. That's getting very close. You know, like you had a couple more hundred and you're getting one of the best players in the game. Aren't you getting the Cherry Evans or
a... And you are.
You know what I mean? So
certainly 12 months ago anyway.
So as good as Proctor is, and he's fantastic, and mate, he deserves everything that he can get, but I don't think I would be shelling out that much money for him.
The other thing about his playing with some pretty decent blokes.
That's right. Yeah.
Whose record shows that when people leave Melbourne, and with the exception of maybe only one or two, such as Gareth Widdop, they generally go backwards.
Yeah. I think
there haven't been too many that have kicked on, have they?
No, there hasn't been.
It's a little bit high for Widdop, but Proctor, but the thing is, the Raiders have got to start making a move in the market somewhere. They need to find another marquee player. It's a devastating loss for that club to lose Anthony Milford because he is one player who could have built something around. Kevin Proctor's not going to obviously be that player for you. But the Raiders, they need to start getting their salary cap in order and they need to sit down with a clear plan about where they're going now.
Who's going to be a better player, him or Josh Papali?
Oh, Papali. Yeah, Papali.
He's
certainly got more tomorrows.
Yeah.
You know, in the game. Well,
yeah.